This podcast is created as a part of the Podcast Lab by India Film Project in association with Anchor by Spotify. You, me, films, and the world is equal to this podcast. No, take two. You, me, and just geeking about films is equal to this podcast you're listening to. This is Around the World in 8mm. I am Prakar Patidar and I talk films. I grew up in the torrenting shows and sharing them via pen drive time. Hell, I've made friendships because of the fact that we shared shows and talked about them. So in that time, which was not many years ago, when was it? 2012, 13? Oh shit, it was a decade ago. Wow. Anyway, a decade back, at least around me, you watched what was either on TV or illegally sourced by someone in your circle. So your friends, sisters, college roommates, boyfriends, colony friend would download something and then it would be passed on with the recommendation down this chain and come to you. Had my sister or anyone for that matter told me to watch Money Heist in that time, I most probably would have. But in this time when some show grows so popular and is everywhere, so much so that more than being compelled to watch it, you kind of grow callous towards it.
Yeah.
And now that I have the empirical knowledge that I did not have a decade ago, feels so weird to address a decade-old version of me. Sounds so out of place. Anyway, so now that I know that my sister, the younger one, and I have wildly different tastes, it became another reason to not take her recommendation. But I watched the first episode of Money Heist and I have to say I'm sold. Or that's what I thought till it started hinting how dramatic it is going to be. And I'm nothing against drama, then it is good kind of drama. Think of Ozark, very dramatic in the best kind of ways. With Money Heist though, it has a very interesting premise. I have a feeling it is going to turn very sappy, but that's a discussion for another day. Today and now we'll talk about the pilot. We start with Tokyo, the narrator and one of the two protagonists. This is an ensemble show, but it's evident Tokyo and the professor are going to be the most important ones, so I'll consider them as protagonists. Tokyo wakes up in a dingy room with a gun by her side. She's on a run, an aftermath of a heist gone wrong, which also led to her lover's death. To avoid getting arrested, she signs up for carrying out another heist, a final one, to make shitload of money and walk away from all of this. If she does not have her partner, she doesn't have anything to lose. The professor, who is the mastermind behind this heist, brings together a team of 8 such people. People with very little to lose. The first hook to get the viewer interested. A lot must have happened with the person who is left with very little to lose. And we want to know what these stories are. We're introduced to these characters. There's a calm father, a hothead son duo, the likable geek, the serious leader, the quirky wild girl, 2 men whose answer to everything is force. The professor sets 2 rules for them. No personal relationships and no bloodshed. These rules also foreshadow exactly what's going to happen. This also begins to build the professor's anti-hero image. He's the good bad guy. Well, everyone is kind of the good bad guy here. From the very beginning, the show lets you know it does not want to waste any time. Things happen fast here. Stakes are already very high and there's not much time to dwell on unnecessary things. But I will dwell on one thing. The Salvador Dali masks. It's intriguing, no? Why that particular mask? They also have a scene where the men in the heist team discuss it. Dali, as we know, was this eccentric genius painter who was the face of surrealism. You know that painting with melting clocks or the one with skulls that has more skulls in eye sockets and mouth and those have more skulls in their sockets and mouth and it goes on? He's the guy who painted those. With the philosophy that art can also be used to bridge the gap between reality and our subconscious mind. There is nothing serious about this show. I don't think it serves that purpose. They probably symbolize the heist is a well-orchestrated art piece of a mad genius, maybe. Our mad genius here gets the least amount of screen time in the pilot, but you look at him and you feel there is a lot he is not telling others. We don't get his backstory except for the fact it is not just us who are clueless about this guy. No one knows anything about him. The way the plot has been structured leaves enough space to reveal the past as it plays in flashbacks and the heist at hand. a smart move when it comes to ensemble thrillers, because this way their stories won't be limited by a timeline. But this can also be a pitfall. When the show does not set limitations for its plot, it leaves the possibility of a lot happening that does not necessarily make sense or doesn't necessarily fit. I had this feeling about Money Heist. I thought it would happen, it would grow to become more and more unrealistic, and this suspicion was confirmed by a friend who has seen it. The pilot changes its tone both in a good way and a bad way. For example, it starts off as this cool heist show with fun introductions to all characters, cool robbery sequence, and then the drama sets in as things get real and we begin to realize the weight of what these people have got themselves into. And for the not so great change in the tone part, it starts off with Tokyo recounting the loss of the love of her life, and 11 days later, as she joins this heist team, she meets Ryo, who, by the way, is the character you have one look at and you know this guy will die. And he does, doesn't he? Well, he does get shot. My complaint is that this whole love angle seems to have been included just to add gravity to the consequences, because it really seems unlike Tokyo's character to be falling in love with literally the first guy she met after her partner died. It doesn't make sense, but then again, this is just the pilot. Maybe it will make sense further in the series, and I'm willing to find out, because the pilot has gotten me interested to watch not just the next episode but the season, at least the first season. Do check out the podcast Instagram page @aroundtheworld_8mm to find more cinema related content. This page will also lead you to what I am up to, that is, if you're interested. Find us on Instagram and let's talk films. And hey, don't forget to treat yourself with a good film this week.